And as we continue our fall sports previews here on KBRB, we are here with West Holt Girls Golf Coach Cody Havronik. Kind of pulling double duty as principal and now on the girls golf scene as you get ready to get the girls ready to hit the links. And you know what, Coach, last year we were talking right before we came on that had a pretty good showing last year and finished third as a team and had an individual in the top 10.
Yeah, the girls last year, they had a really good year. I had the opportunity to go with them for a couple tournaments when Todd needed a little help as far as transport-wise, so have a little bit of experience with those girls. But as far as their returning from last year, we've got four of the girls from that team that placed third returning to the team. Last year, we also had the good problem of we had about six or seven girls actually competing for that varsity spot, so we had those girls come back, and, you know, obviously they had some success last year. They're a little bit older. They were primarily consisting of a lot of freshmen and sophomores with one senior that were on that team. So a year more experience hopefully can work out in our favor that way.
Well, let's talk about maybe those four that are coming back. If you want to name those gals and what you kind of expect out of them and where you may see them on the team this year.
Yeah, Delaney Knust, she's our returning medal winner from state. She placed eighth last year at the state tournament individually. I know she's played a lot of golf this past summer. She did that in Nebraska Junior League and traveled all around the state and different things like that. So I know she's played a lot of golf and hopefully improved a little bit over the summer. So we, you know, obviously have some pretty high expectations for her. Hannah Huey, Brinley Kirkman, Anzi Cadwaller, Maisie Posnicker, Madison Hilkemeyer, all girls that played on some varsity last year. And, you know, we've had a couple qualifiers this year, and we've got a kind of a log jam of girls again in that those top seven, eight girls that are all shooting fairly consistent scores. So I do expect this year to have, you know, kind of the same good problem, you know, they had last year as far as seven, eight girls that could, you know, potentially have some varsity playing time. So which is a good problem to have, and it kind of pushes us in practice that, well, we do some different competitions and stuff at practice where we push each other. So, you know, that competition is going to help us out in the long run.
Well, yeah, that with the coaching staff maybe makes it a little bit easier knowing what you have coming back and the girls that can perform pretty well. Now let's talk about any youngsters that may be coming up and some things that you are going to be working with them on.
Yeah, actually, this is kind of a unique year. The current incoming freshman class is not a very big class. We only had one girl that was on the junior high golf team last year, and she kind of had the choice to do golf or volleyball, and she chose volleyball. So we actually don't have any incoming freshmen. We've got those four sophomores. We've got the five juniors, and then we have one senior who's back on the team that didn't play last year, but she's back on the team this year as a senior. So kind of middle, you know, a lot of those girls were younger last year, have some of that varsity experience, and they got a year older. So didn't have any additions as far as youngsters go.
When's the season start for the West Holt Huskies?
We have our first tournament this Thursday. We're going to be traveling to O'Neill for their O'Neill invite. So I was just taking a look at some of the teams there. There should be a pretty good list of teams that are going to be there, and should be a competitive tournament, hopefully.
And one of the longest nine-hole courses that you'll see.
Yep. Yeah, it is. They redid that course early to mid-2000s, redid that, made it a little bit longer. So, yeah, on the girls' side of things, it makes it a little bit longer course. But kind of the nice thing, we've got some girls that can actually hit the ball off the tee pretty far, so hopefully we can use that as an advantage.
Let's talk about it here real quick. As the season seems to get started right away, school starts, and before you know it, fall sports girls golf comes to a close. So you got to get out there, perform well. And then, where are you guys heading for districts?
Districts, that just came out this last week. We're going to Wayne again for districts. I know they went there last 3 or 4 years. So the girls are, you know, especially the girls that were on varsity last year, pretty familiar with that course.
Well, Coach, we wish you and the student-athletes best of luck. Great finish last year, and I'm sure that there's some high hopes for the girls, both by the coaching standards and by themselves for what they could do this year.
Yeah, I've been pretty impressed these first couple weeks of practice, the work the girls have put in. You know, the temperature's been a little warm, so they've been willing to come out and put the work in. So I'm hoping that that work ethic and, you know, kind of the success last year, that experience kind of pays off for the girls this year. We, you know, you want the girls to do well. So you can't go out there and do it for them. So they put the time and effort in, and, you know, hopefully the success comes from that preparation.